This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. The Living Mishnah is grateful for all those that participate and learn this series. Today, Mishnah 676 is dedicated by my friend, Rabbi Nathan Eskava, in loving memory of his father, Seymour, Zecher Tzadik Libracha. I hope you understand the mission of Torah shows is extremely vital, especially in an age where people are used to watching. It's important to be able to watch the Torah as well. I saw in the Torah Temimah, he says if somebody steals someone's cow and sells it or eats it, he has to pay 5 cows. Why does the Torah say that? Because a cow really bets him, gives the owner 5 things. The meat that he could benefit from, the milk, the leather or the cloth, the labor, the work, and the offspring. So our Mishnah is speaking about such a thief who stole cows, and very interesting Mishnah here. It's found in Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Again, if witnesses testify on a theft of a cow and are found to be zomimim, how much should they pay? Okay, so we're talking now, especially where people have a Yetzahara to steal, how much would they have to pay if they're zomimim? So it says the Mishnah, Ganav api shenayim. If someone stole and it was reported and based in by 2 people. We'll say Reuven and Shimon were the witnesses. And the witnesses Reuven and Shimon says that yes, he slaughtered it or sold it, the cow or the ox. And then they were found out to be in a different location. So how in the world could they say that he stole it on Monday at 3 o'clock if they were in Texas at that time? So Mishal Minakol. Then Reuven and Shimon will pay 5 cows. They'll divide it amongst each other. Ganav api shnayim v'tavach amachar api shnayim acherim. Now we have Reuven and Shimon testified that they saw someone stealing the ox, but now it was Levi and Yehuda who testified that he slaughtered it or sold it. Elu ve'elu nimsu zomimin. So now Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda were found at that time on Tuesday at 4 o'clock to be in Israel. How could they testify what happened in the Catskills? So, Elu ve'elunim su zomim, they were all found to be Edim zomim. So, it says the Mishnah, Rishonim, Mishamim, Tashlume, Kefel, V'achronim, Mishamim, Tashlume, Shlosha. Reuven and Shimon will pay Kefel. Because Lamaisa, for testifying that someone stole his Chayiv Kefel. And Levi and Yehuda would have to pay the extra 3 cows because, in essence, that's what they were trying to make this person pay. Okay, so now we have a new case. Nimsu achronim zomimit. Let's say it was the second group that was zomimit. So who mishalim tashlumei kefel? The person they're testifying again has to pay kefel because the first witnesses are good. Vehei mishalim tashlumei shlosha. But the ones that were zomimin, which was the second group that was trying to get him to pay 5 times the amount, they'll pay 3 cows. Echad min ha'achronim zomim bat la'edut shniha. What if one of the second group is an eid zomim? So then there's no eidus. We don't have a testimony here. Echad min rishonim zomim. If one of the first witnesses was an eid zomim, well, batla kol eidus, then there's no testimony at all. Shem ein geneva ein tvicha ve'mechira. Because if there's no real witnesses that said he stole it, so then we don't believe the ones that said he slaughtered it or sold it, since we don't have a proper testimony in the first case. I hope this learning is bringing nachas to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael, to the Torah, and keep shtagging, because Mashiach will come in the schus of Heilige Menschen like you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.